This is a quick review for Ksuvis Daf Yud. We begin with a statement of Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel in the name of Rav Shimon Elazar, that he says that the Chachamim were misakein a Ksuva 200 for a Besula and a Mana for an Almana. And they also believe the Taina Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. So then they ask the question, so what's the point of being Misakim Miksuva anyway? Because we have a Chazaka, in Adam Toreach Besudo Mafsida, that the guy worked hard to make a wedding, he's now not going to just throw it all down the drain, and therefore we take his word for it when he says Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. And then we said further that since Ksuva is only Midrabanan, so she takes Ziboris, she gets from the lowest level of real estate, because it's only a takanas chachamim, and then that argues with the opinion of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, who says that ksuva is min haTorah, and he learns it from the pasuk of kesef yishkol kimor habesulos. We asked the kasha from a stira of a brisa, which implies that he holds it's midrabanan, and we said no, that you have to switch around the opinions in the brisa. That was possibility number one, and the raya for that is that later on in the Mishnayos, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel holds you give from Mos kaputkia, which are worth a lot more than the Mos Eretz Yisrael, so that's a raya that he holds it's midaraisa. And the second possibility is it's a chesuri mechsura, and Reb Shimon Gamliel was just differentiating between ksuva of a besula, which he holds is min haTorah, and the ksuva of an almana, which he holds is only midirabbanan. Next, we have two cases where someone came to Rav Nachman and he said Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, and he basically gave him some sort of a beating because of it, and he said, what are you hanging around with zonas that you know the difference between a Pesach No and a Pesach Pasuach? And obviously this differentiates between someone who's been married before and someone who has not been married before, that he wouldn't know the difference. Now that doesn't mean, says the Gemara, that we don't believe him. We do believe him. We just also beat him up a little bit because we think that he was acting inappropriately before this, that he was actually able to tell the difference. Then we have a couple of other cases where someone comes and says that Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, and we say maybe he did Hatoya. The first possibility is maybe you accidentally did Hatoya. The second possibility is maybe you purposely did Hatoya. Next, we have the case someone came to Rabban Gamliel and says, I did be, and I didn't find any dam. And then what he did was, he said, bring me the sheet. He laundered the sheet a little bit, and he was able to show where the dam really was. So they said to Rav Ashi, why don't we do the same thing here in Bavel? And he says, no, because their laundry, they had better water, Rashi says, or maybe they had better soap, and we would have to do giyutz, which is, I don't know, not really ironing, but like scrubbing with a washing board in order to accomplish a similar thing, and that would rub out the blood stains anyway. Next, we have a case of someone comes to Rabban Gamliel by Rebbe, and he says, I didn't find any dam, and he gives her the barrel test. He puts her on a barrel. First, he brings in two shvachos, and he tests them to see one was a besula, one was a be'ula, and he was able to smell the wine through the be'ula, and then he put her on the wine barrel, and he was not able to smell the wine, and he says, go home, everything is fine, she's still a besula. And the reason he did it that way is he wasn't sure that it would work for him, because he had never done it before, he had only heard of it. Obviously, there's some type of mice and nisim involved in this particular test, and he wasn't sure if he would be zoche to such a thing. Next, someone came to Rabban Gamliel Hazakin, and he says that I didn't find any dam, and the girl Taina, she's from Mishpachas Dorkti, and which doesn't have any dam nida and dam besulim, and he checks it through her relatives, and it turns out that is her family, and he says, oh, that's very nice. Ashrecha shezachisa Mishpachas Dorkti. And we say it's Dor Katua, it's Lashon that it was cut off because they didn't have any dam. So Rabbi Chanina disagreed, and he said that generally speaking, we assume that a lot of dam is a good simon for Puravu, it's a good simon for these types of things, and therefore it's not so clear that it was a good thing to marry someone from Mishpachas Dorkti. Maybe it was a negative thing to be, on one hand she'll never be a Suffolk Nida, on the other hand it might not be a Simon Tov for children. The next case is someone comes to Rebbe and he says, I didn't find any dam, and she says, I'm still a Besula, and it was just a Shnei Betzoris, so he brought them into his home, he fed them, he gave them some, you know, good treatment, and then they had Bia again, and she did see dam, and he quoted a Pasuk, which is Mashma, that when you are in famine, these things like this tend to happen. Next, the Mishnah says the Besula, her Ksuva is 200, Almana is a Mana, and if you became a Besula, if you became a Grusha or a Chalutza from the case of Erusin, so you still get the full ksuva and you still have a tainas besulim. Now the Gemara says, what does the word almana come from? Almana is based on the word mana. So we say, really? Is the almana min Erusin? So he says, yeah, it's a low plug. And then we say, what about the fact that it says almana in the Torah? So he says, yeah, it's written based on the future, takanas chachamim, the Torah knows the future, and therefore they read it. They bring another example of the Torah knowing the future. And they said that the Torah names things based on what they're going to be called in the future. Now, once we quoted Rav Chana Bagdatoy, so we quote other things from him as well, and he has a lot of positive things to say about rain, of all of its qualities, and they quote the pasuk that we learn it from. And then once we did that, so we also talk about all the positive qualities about the Mizbeach, and we talk about the positive qualities of figs. And we pointed out that they have some type of an effect that can make you a little shicker, and therefore you shouldn't, they have some negativity to them, but mostly positive qualities.